Good morning, everybody. It's Ben Baker, and it's Your Brand Marketing. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Your Living Brand Live show. We have a great guest today. We have Kirby Hasserman joining us today. I'm pretty excited. I've been on his show. Now he's finally agreed to be on my show. So, you know, this reciprocal thing is a beautiful thing. This show is all about talking about value. What is your value as a business? Who are you? What do you do? Why do you do it? How do you communicate with people? And why do they care? You know, it's about finding out why every single business is unique out there and what makes them special. And you know what? How to communicate how why you're special. Because you know what? Every business doesn't have to be a commodity. There's something about you that is special. There's something about you that's different. There's something about the unique. It might be the way you do it, the service that you provide, how you provide that service. Think about it. Think about what you do and why you do it and come up with a way to look at it in a way that says, you know what? I'm special and I'm exciting. Now, my name is Ben Baker and my company is Your Brand Marketing. 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, we work with our clients on strategic marketing issues. We work on brand, message, market, vision, and value. We take a look at who are you, what do you do, why do you do it, and how do we get people to engage with you? So, you know, let's go right to our guest. Our guest is Kirby Hasserman. Kirby has a company called Hasserman Marketing. You know what? The man has an ego. What can I tell you? Yeah, he has to have his own name on his company. But you know what? That's okay. Kirby specializes in promotional marketing. But what makes Kirby special is how he takes care of his customers. You know what? Kirby is the consummate marketer. He knows how to take care of people. He knows how to sell the vision, and he knows how to sell his clients' vision. So you know what? We're going to start off with Kirby. First of all, welcome, 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 welcome to our show. And what I want to know about you, Kirby, is, you know what? What's the story of your brand?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. And you nailed it. I definitely have an ego, for sure. And so my wife would agree. So I would say, you know, the story of our brand, our mission, our tagline is delivering marketing joy. And it's one of those things that kind of came from us. You know, we had been in the business of marketing, branding, that sort of thing for a while. And what happened was we do a customer appreciation event where we invite all our customers in and we kind of do it up. We invite suppliers in. We do, you know, food, drinks, the whole nine yards. And what happened was about the time that this was happening, we started getting shipments, right? Like we'd get a t-shirt box in, we'd get pens in, and you know, we sell this, we've been doing it for years, but it was like every time, there was like every day there was a new shipment coming in, and the entire team would run to the front door to see, hey, how did the t-shirts turn out? And I had a sort of a realization.
So it was like Christmas every day.
It was literally like Christmas morning. It was a little piece of it if we did it right. And yeah. I'm like, and gosh, we do this. So just, it's like, it's exponentially bigger for our clients. And so that's where our kind of our mission was. Like all of a sudden we were like, okay, so that's what we're trying to provide. And if that's the story of our brand, then we need that to translate not only in that moment, but in the moment that we present them ideas, the first time we meet them, when they get their bill, like every piece of the actual transaction and the experience needs to have a little piece of Christmas morning in it. And so that's sort of that's kind of the short and the long of our brand.
Oh, that's very cool. So, you know, what are the things that you do? I mean, you've given me this Christmas morning thing. You know, what are the individual things that you do to make that Christmas morning happen? How do you delight your customers? Because that's what it's all about. You know, if you can delight your customers, if you can show them that you are, you know, that you care about them and about them specifically.
Yeah.
You know, the loyalty is amazing and the engagement is incredible.
Yeah, I think that's – you've hit the nail on the head, Ben. I think what it boils down to is I think what do I do or what – like I think it has to do with each salesperson we have in our organization.
You as a company.
Yeah. But what I mean by that is I think it's actually individualistic and those relationships, actually listening to their customer and knowing the things that actually matter to that customer, it's going to be different for each one. And so, not to dodge the question, but one of the things that, you know, it's the whole, two ears, one mouth thing. You need to listen. And if you do it, my friend and yours, Bill Petrie, always says, look, all the people who, in our business do the big things right. They get, you know, they get the imprint right. They do the, you know, they get it on time. They bill it. Everybody's good at billing it, he always says. But I think that the way that you show up differently is to listen to what matters to that individual customer and then do that little thing. Right. You know, I mean, whether it's a simple thank you note after, because it's amazing how few people actually do that, or, you know, like one of the things that we'll do is actual video thank yous that is specific.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, specific to that client. Name them. It's a private link that only goes to them.
Yeah.
That's different and special. And so little things like that are ways that you show up, I think, differently to your customers.
So does that thank you note come specifically from the sales rep, or does it come from you guys as a group?
So what we do right now, and this has actually evolved, we started with just a message of me sitting right here saying what I'm saying. Thank you, Bob, for your business. But then what we've kind of evolved to is we created a little music video afterwards that goes to the song We Are Family. And so we do like a little intro saying thank you for your recent lanyard order or whatever. Yeah. And then we want to welcome you to the family, and then
right.
plays that video. So that's, again, once we've created it, it really doesn't take that long to do, but no. It's totally different.
That's very cool. Now, you know, just going off on that, it says, you know, if you get that video once, it's incredible.
Yeah.
You get that in video 15 times.
No. Yeah. Yeah. You can't do it. It's got to be different each time.
Exactly. So yeah. You know, every time it's something different. So it's constantly opening up that package. It's like, okay, what's Kirby going to do this time?
Yeah. Well, and I think it's interesting because you had Stan Phelps on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Last week. Yeah. So Stan, he inspired me when he talked about the glue, right?
Right.
Glue in the business is like the little unexpected extras.
Absolutely.
So it really, that was a book that I read and I was like, oh man, that makes a ton of sense to me. And so a lot of these things, it has to be unexpected, right?
Yeah.
That's the piece. And I think that was the piece, that it can't be the same every time. We get lazy, right?
Exactly.
You get a great response one time and you're like, oh, I'm going to do that every time.
Yeah.
It can't be the same every time. You need to mix it up. And I think that's where a little extra effort goes a long way.
Oh, absolutely. So how do you instill that culture throughout the company? I mean, you know, you guys are, I mean, you're not a small company, but you're not a 1,000 people either.
Right.
But, you know, as companies get bigger, you know, as more people come on board, mm-hmm. you know, how do you make sure that you instill that culture? So, you know, the new people coming on board get it.
You know, I don't know that I have a great answer in the sense that I'm like, oh, here's the Wizard of Oz answer. I think it's a lot of effort, and I think it's leading by example for me, right? Is so that, you know, whenever I ask any of our salespeople to do something, hey, you should do a thank you video. I've already done five, and here's what they look like. And so I think that if you want to instill a culture, you build a foundation, and we've got a really awesome team internally here, and hiring them right. And then from a sales perspective, I think it really is about leading by example, saying, look, I'm still a sales leader in our organization, and don't just do what I say, do what I do.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best way I've found so far.
Exactly. So who are your best customers? You don't have to give me names,
sure.
But if you want to do shout outs to customers, cool. But it's the type of customers that you're looking for, the type of customers that, you know, that get you and you get them.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. It's a great question. And you know, the short answer is really big customers with big orders that pay fast, right?
Yeah. Fast is the big part. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we all want. But what we found is the kind of customer, and it really doesn't matter if they're big or small. And cause we're good either way. What we found are people who are pretty joyful, because we're pretty, like, if you don't like to yuck it up a little bit, if you're like super hardcore and all analytical, you probably aren't going to like us very much.
Yeah.
So people who are fairly joyful, and people, and this is going to sound weird, people who are at their core kind of kind.
Yeah.
So happy, kind customers, regardless of size, we tend to do pretty well.
You know, and that's important. You know, mm-hmm. that's important is to know who your customers are, mm-hmm. because, you know, if your customers do not reflect who you are, mm-hmm. and you do not reflect, you know, the relationship of the customers, it's not real.
Yeah.
You don't believe in what your customers are doing, or you're, you know, they don't mesh with your values. I was at a great talk last night. It was about tech and philanthropy, mm-hmm. and it was about meshing, you know, different philanthropic organizations with, you know, different charities. Mm-hmm. And it's got to be a mesh.
Right.
You know, if you don't mesh with the organization that you're working with, it's not going to work a long time. You know, sooner or later, you're going to come up against some type of a hassle that's just not going to work. And it's, you know, and you're not going to get beyond it. So you might as well work with people that you like and people that you know that you can help.
Well, and I think that, you know, I'll reference two books. Number one is the obvious one is Start With Why, Simon Sinek. I mean, because those customers who really get you are going to be more understanding when there are mistakes, because there are going to be mistakes in every business. You know, things happen, right? But mm-hmm. the people who really get you are going to be a little bit more understanding and understand you're going to fix it. But the other one that actually is The Pumpkin Plan by Mike Michalowicz. And as you were talking, that's what I thought of. So Mike Michalowicz talks about the riches are in the niches. And he says that you should really focus that way because he said, if you get that customer who, even if they pay a lot and they, you know, they're a big customer, whatever, but every time they call, you're like, oh my gosh, I have to answer the phone. You know, it's like, hey, maybe that's somebody you need to cut ties with, because let's face it, you're probably not doing them a great service anyway, because you're not spending the mental calories trying to help their business or help them as a client. And I think that speaks to your point.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be able to have a synergy with your clients. Mm-hmm. It's so important, because you know what? You have to be passionate about what they're passionate about as a marketer to be able to help them.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
If you don't really care about what they do, it's really hard to tell their story.
Oh, 100%. I agree with that. Yeah.
So, how do you communicate with your best customers? Like, what are the things that you do? I mean, we've already talked about the videos, but what are the things that you guys do on an ongoing basis to let your customers know, or new customers that are like your new customers, that you're out there, this is who we are, this is what we do, and this is what makes us unique, and this is why you should care about us?
Yeah, so I think it's a two-part answer. I think that the way we communicate with our customers, and I think you know this, we are pretty passionate about our content marketing. So whether it's through distributing that through email, through Facebook, through social media, Snapchat, as we discussed, right? Any place that we can tell that story and push out content that we believe is valuable for them, we'll do that. So that's kind of our strategy, our kind of go-to-market strategy.
Yeah.
But then the other side of this answer, and I think this is the one that I'm most passionate about, is like, how do I communicate with my customers however they want me to? And
exactly.
I think that's one of the things that we fall into a trap is, oh, well, we have to do it over email, or we have to do it over this way. If my customer wants to place an order over Snapchat, then by God, that is how I'm going to communicate with them.
Absolutely.
And so I think that that's a thing. Like, if people may say that's unprofessional, you know what? I disagree. I mean, you need to go to your customer where they are most comfortable and where they want to communicate. And so I think we're not perfect at that, but I think that's something that we're open to and we really try to do.
Yeah. And that's the new world.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the new world. I mean, you're right. I mean, 5 years ago, everybody emailed, or you might've actually got somebody on the phone.
Yeah. You know, crazy.
Which I still love. Call me, customers. Yeah. Call me. I like that.
Yeah,
but you know what? I like to hear the hurt. You know, I'm one of these people. I like to hear the pain. I want to know what's wrong. I want to know what the problem is. And you know what? I love the back and forth conversation. But you know what? Some customers, it's Skype. Some customers, it's Twitter. Some customers, it's, you know, text. And you know what? You got to be where they are, because that's how they communicate. That's how they're comfortable communicating.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, that's what matters.
If we're not flexible, we're in trouble, not them, because they're gonna keep communicating the way they want to communicate.
100% agree. So that's my takeaway on that.
Yeah. So, you know, two more big questions.
Right.
First question is, why do your customers see you as valuable?
I I think it has something to do with how handsome I am. But
well, of course. And your wife keeps telling you over and over and over.
No, actually, I'd like for them to tell my wife. No,
I'll tell her to tell you that. Everyone's
I think that one of the things that we bring, and I think that, you know, you are a marketing company. Your company is a marketing company, Ben. And so one of the things that we pride ourselves on is that we are a marketing company. I think there are a lot of people in our industry, the promotional premium industry, that are salespeople who sell marketing products.
Yeah.
And I believe that we are a marketing company. And I think there's a distinct difference because, so I think one of the, you know, we have a full in-house video production. We have graphic design in-house. We do social media for people in-house. And so in that way, we think, I think there are a lot of great companies who do that. So I'm not.
Oh, absolutely.
But there are fewer of us, right?
Like yes.
That where when they say, hey, we need pens, that we say, okay, that's great, but why?
Yeah.
What are you trying to accomplish? And you're going to a trade show. Well, are pens the right thing? And have you, what's the theme? And hey, what's the hashtag for the, we're thinking globally about the marketing piece. And I think that's one of the things that our best clients value from us, if that makes
sense. Because it's about helping them communicate to their customers.
Right.
You know, exactly. It's not about them. It's about helping them help their customers.
Sure.
So you know, what you're doing is you're giving them the tools to make them better communicators, to let them tell their story better.
Yeah.
You know, I call it being a chief storyteller.
Yeah. You know, that's great. I like that.
And I think it's a great way of looking at it because you're right. It's not just the pen. It's how does the pen push you to the Facebook campaign, or how does the pen, you know, get you to sign up for an ongoing newsletter or whatever. You know, it's what are we trying to do? What's the objective? At the end of the day, Mr. Customer, Ms. Customer, what are you trying to do? You know, what's the objective? What, you know, what, why are you going to this trade show? Why are you visiting this customer? Why are you giving away this gift? Or why are we building this website? Why are we, you know, creating this Facebook campaign? Because you know what? Our job is to ask those questions.
Yeah.
And you do it so well. You really do. I mean, I watch your show. I listen to you. You're good at it. And it's important to know what you're good at. And it's being able to tell that story because that's what makes, you know, people that are, you know, do you want to buy a pen versus why are we getting you a pen?
Right.
Exactly. You know, and is this the right pen? Is this telling the right story? Does it reflect your brand properly? Will your customers find it valuable?
Mm. Yeah. You know? One of the things I think about what we do is we affect human behavior. So whether it's, I think some people think of what we do as marketing, well, there's marketing and then there's internal marketing. But at the end of the day, all of that, it's about affecting human behavior. And if what you want is you want the human to come to your store, go to your website, work safely, whatever, you want to affect that kind of behavior.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's all about behavior modification. You know, it's getting people to understand why, you know, why things are important. It's Simon Sinek. Yeah. Simon, if you're listening, good job.
Yeah, that's right. We've quoted you a couple times today.
Yes, you are. It just says we want a referral fee, you know?
Yeah. For sure.
So the last thing that I want to talk about, and this is probably the most important thing. Okay. It says, when you hang up your hat, when you decide, you know what, I've done this, I've had a great day, I've had a great week, I've had a great year. What are the things that you want people to think about you? You know, what's the legacy that you want to leave behind with a customer when you leave their office, when you leave, you know, when you've helped them solve a problem, whatever? How, you know, what's that thought process you want people to think about?
Well, that's deep, Ben.
I know.
So
that's why it's Wednesday. You can't do this on a Monday.
Yeah, right. Right. You know, I think I would certainly like my clients to believe I'm sincere and kind, because I think I'd like them to think that I am original. I have an original thought. I think that there is a vacuum or a little bit of a minuscule of original thinkers today. There's lots of what I call sheeple, right? They are perfectly good at parroting other people's thoughts.
Yeah.
But I tend to value originality. Even if I disagree with you, if I think that it's really your thought and you're being original, I value that. So I would love for people to think that about me. And then, you know, honestly, that I'm joyful, right? I really try to enjoy life. And I think that's, like we were talking about it earlier, what kind of client do you like? Those who are laughers and criers and huggers, those people who embrace life tend to, I tend to resonate with them and they resonate with me. And so I guess I would love for them to think that, I guess. So sincere, joyful, original. So I
and a hugger.
Yeah, I guess a hugger. I wasn't and even going there, but you know, somebody who is, I'm good with that.
Yeah, these are great things. Well, you know what? Yeah, Curry, thank you for being on the show. I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun. You know, having these conversations are great for my audience to be able to sit there and say, every business has a unique point to do. Yeah. You know, we're all unique. We're all different. We all have things that we can do well. And you know what? Let's be original. Don't be a carbon copy of somebody else. Be yourself. Yeah, you know, there's nothing wrong with being yourself. So,
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to congratulate you, because you and I talked before we went live. I'm a person who does this. Thanks, Bill Petrie. I am a person who –
By the way, Bill's going to be on my show in a few weeks.
All right. Yeah, we'll check Bill out. But one of the things – you know, I do a weekly show and I know the undertaking that this is. And so when I heard that you were going to do this, I was really excited and I think you're doing a great job, but I want to congratulate you.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Yeah. So next week, we are having a really good guest. This guest is going to blow your socks off. Colin has got the most interesting job of any of my friends, of anybody that I know. He is Canada's termination specialist. And I'm going to let you, you know, listen to him and let you hear it directly from the horse's mouth. But you know what? Colin is one of these people that you want to have on your side. God forbid you have to get rid of of an employee of any way, shape, or form, or a large group of people. He's great at what he does. It's a unique business. He's got a unique selling proposition. But you know what? Everybody does something different. And everybody's got something special that they do. And you know what? Colin is a proof of that. So, guys, I'm Ben Baker. My company is Your Brand Marketing. We want to talk to you. We want to talk to you about your business. What makes you special? What's your story? What are you passionate about? Who are your customers? Why do they like you? And who are the customers you're trying to attract? And how can we help you do that? You know, I think that this is a great thing. And, you know, I got something special for everybody. We're just starting a new program. We're starting an online education program, and it's going through the Thinkific profile. It's yourbrandmarketing.thinkific.com. We're teaching two courses right now. One is personal branding for executives, and the other one is personal branding to get hired. Take a look at these courses. They're going to be taught online. They're each going to be 4 1-hour sections taught online. And you know what? They're going to help you get better, because everybody, and I mean everybody, myself included, always needs to work on your personal brand. It's something that's ongoing. It's always evolving. It's always changing. And the more you understand who you are and what you do and why you do it and what your personal vision and value is, the better you can communicate that and the more people are going to be drawn to who you are. So at the end, I'm Ben Baker. My company is Your Brand Marketing. Thank you guys for joining us. Hey, I'm going to say goodbye to, you know, we're going to say goodbye to Kirby. Kirby, thanks for coming aboard. We loved having you. And let's have a great day, everybody. See you next week.